The process is a long process. You know, I think before you know, I understand the question, but I think the first thing you do when you get a job like this is you put together a good staff. We feel excited about the staff that we've put together there, the coaching staff. And then what you do is you evaluate the current roster. And then based on the evaluation of the current roster, then you start to develop what you think are your needs on both sides of the ball and special teams. And that's really what we're in the process of doing. It's a very long process. It's something that we've been a month and a half into now. And, you know, moving forward, you know, you've got the combine here, the draft, free agency starts on March 11th. So it's a long process. We're a long way away from making those types of decisions.
How wide open is the number one door for you guys when you're playing
Well, again, you know, it's a staff evaluation process. It's a team process. We're always going to look to do what's best for the organization. Like I said before, we're only a month and a half into this process. And I think that's important. When I was walking over here, I was talking to somebody and another coach in the league. And just, you know, what people need to understand is it takes a long time. You know, it's not something that you develop your thoughts right away overnight. You know, these are a lot of discussions, meetings, communication between Rick and myself, the coaching staff, Rick's staff of scouts, and all those things that go into this decision. And, you know, that's what we're in the process of doing.
At this point, do you have it narrowed down even to just four or five, six guys maybe?
No.
Really?
No.
How much talent is there in the top 10? Kind of how wide open?
You know, so far of the players that I've watched, which is probably, you know, I won't put a number on it, but I've watched a lot of players. I've watched a lot of exciting players, players with different skill sets, players that have had really good college careers. There's a lot of younger players in this draft. I think it's, you know, probably the most ever, I believe, juniors that have come out early. So there's a lot of guys to evaluate, and it's I really enjoy that process. So yeah, there's in my opinion, there's a lot of talent in this draft.
Well, I mean, it's obvious on tape, but that you guys own head coach questioning the work ethic and things like that. What do you make?
Well, again, you know, I'm not gonna comment on what Coach Spurrier said. I've watched Jadavian on film. He's obviously a very good player, and you know, I think he played very well this year, you know. But there are a lot of good players in this draft. Like I said earlier, there when I sit down and I evaluate the players in this draft, I see a lot of talent, a lot of exciting players, guys that bring different skill sets to the table. So Jadavian's one of those guys.
How do you evaluate different guys, I guess, individuals? I guess things like a motor
Well, a lot goes into that. I think you look at how they play on film. That's obviously one of the tools of the evaluation process. I believe when you meet them and you sit down and talk with them, like at the interviews that we have here, then when you go on campus and you spend more time with some of these guys and maybe eventually you bring some of these guys to your organization. So it's a process, again, that goes on for a long time, and it takes a long time to really get to know these guys. And I think that's how you get to know about those things that you asked about. You know, what's his personality? What's his competitive spirit? How important is football to him? All those different things. All the different positions maybe that he played in college or going back to high school. So it's a long process of getting to know these guys.
So if you guys don't draft a quarterback, would you consider Matt Schaub against Keenan Ellis?
I've met with all three of the quarterbacks in Houston, Matt, Case, and TJ, good guys. Looking forward to working with those guys. You know, at any position on our team, we're always looking for guys that are competitive, hardworking guys that buy into our program. And the issue right now is because we can't really work with these guys right now. We don't really start working with them until they work with our strength coaches on April 7th and then go for 2 weeks with them. And then I think April 28th, we're allowed to start working with them. So, you know, we'll go from there. But I've met all three of those guys and had good initial discussions with all three of them. Oh, no, I don't have a head start. No, I was coaching Penn State, so I was focused on that team and then whoever our opponent was every week. So, no, I don't have a head start on anybody. You know, I'm a rookie NFL head coach and really excited about being here and really getting going on this process. You know, when I was in New England, I really enjoyed the draft process, especially my last 2 years there. So it's really been exciting to be back in the process and here at the Combine. This is a really, for me, a really good part of the process because it really allows you to begin to get to know these guys. Well, you know, I think it's been pretty well documented. I've learned a lot from him, you know, between how to get ready for a game, prepare a team for a game, evaluating your roster, getting ready for the draft. You know, he and I have a good relationship. I've seen him here. It's been good to see him. And, you know, I think all of us that coached there for Bill learned a lot from him. So, you know, and I think I've said that a bunch in the past. How different does he look? Oh, you know, again, I haven't watched too much. You know, I watch a couple games on TV, but, you know, I still think he's playing at a very high level. Good friend, great competitor, really enjoyed coaching him, and he's, you know, one of the best to play this game.
Do